to a whole lot of the filth that has been rolling out of the right-wing megaphone for, lo, these past several weeks, months, years. Primary among them, the whole bit, well, Valerie Plame was not a secret agent woman. Right? You've heard it. They couldn't have done nothing because they, even if she was like a secret agent woman, you know, like, they didn't know it. Yeah, they did. Read this thing. I'm not gonna read it to you. I mean, we're liberals, we're progressives, we're Democrats, we're intelligent. Have a look. See, paragraph by paragraph by paragraph, just exactly how this sleazy business went down. Because this indictment lays it out. Point by point by point. And I think at this juncture, you have to come to the conclusion, like we haven't already, that we are dealing with a White House absolutely filthy full of liars. Plain and simple, liars. Because as it turns out, no ice scooter didn't get indicted for the actual outing of Valerie Plame. He got indicted for all the lies he told trying to cover up the outing of Valerie Plame. He's facing, if he's found guilty, and if the sentences were to be imposed consecutively, he's facing something on the order of 30 years in prison. Far too small a penalty as far as I'm concerned. But interestingly, it is contained in the indictment. You can see there where it refers to the fact that Cheney and Libby discussed Plame's status. The indictment mentions that they knew the particular department that she came from. They knew she was undercover. They knew she was a secret agent woman. And they outed her anyway. So it doesn't. This grand jury was sent packing, released, sine die. But a new one will be impaneled, and there's more work to be done. The question is now just exactly what kind of cockroaches are we dealing with? Will Ice Scooter roll on Cheney? Or will they stand together and, if we do not hang together, we shall surely hang separately, that kind of thinking? Because it's abundantly clear, reading the indictment, how this came about. A fax report came in from an outside office to the White House, detailing the entire Niger investigation. Didn't name names, but the names came out shortly thereafter. You see, the report comes through the fax machine, they take it out, and this is the telling part. It's contained in the indictment again. And in Libby's handwriting, the name Joseph Wilson and Valerie Plame, those names don't appear on the indictment. Don't appear on the report that came through the fax. Libby, in his own hand, writes on that document that doesn't have the names. Libby writes Joseph Wilson's name. Now, what I want to hear when the trial finally does come, what I want to find out is why they were having that conversation in the first place. Why was it necessary to find out who it was that was taking the starch out of their lies about the war? Why would you have that conversation? And you know the answer. Because the purpose in all of it was to destroy the messenger, to destroy the person who was putting the lie to the whole rummed up, ginned up, lied up excuse for this war that has now cost over 2,000 American lives. It's troublesome, but it's going to be interesting. Boy, is it going to be interesting. And one last question. Headline from the Associated Press. Cheney advisor resigns after indictment. You remember when Dear Leader was starting his first term and he said, I'm going to change the tone in Washington. And I want all of you not just to obey the letter of the law, but to obey the spirit of it, too. Remember that stupid speech? Headline, Cheney advisor resigns after indictment. Query, why wasn't he fired first? So much for ethics, but then again, we're liberals, we're decent, we're progressive, we're Democrats. We know why he wasn't fired first, because sleaze is the game at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, isn't it? All right, first break's upon us. Email, by the way, bob@headonradio.com, and because the fan mail has started coming in. Agnes has her own as well. Agnes@headonradio.com. That's A-G-N-E-S. So feel free to use it. I'm Bob Kincaid.
The plans that we make up someone seems to break up, oh darling. What else can we do? We may have to leave here to find peace of mind, dear, someplace where we can live a life of our own. I know you love me and happy we could be.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. The deaths from this disease are actually declining. Celebrate soon. The reason deaths from breast cancer are declining is because more and more of you are going through cancer screenings. And it is those screenings that are detecting it earlier and earlier when it's most curable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're a woman over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. If you're a woman of any age and are at high risk for developing breast cancer, talk to your doctor about how often you should receive screening mammograms. And share this with your sisters, mothers, wives, and daughters. If you need more information, it is easily available at www.radiologyinfo.org. Breast cancer deaths are on the decline. Let's keep it that way. Get the information you need about mammography screening from the Radiological Society of North America at www.radiologyinfo.org.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then keep your home smoke-free. Because secondhand smoke can trigger your child's asthma attacks. Even as little as a puff or two can trigger an attack. So make a new house rule. No smoking indoors. Even when the kids are out of the house or in another room, toss the matches, hide the ashtrays, and put your foot down. If you're gonna smoke, you're gonna smoke outside. Because smoke can linger for longer than you think. And just a little secondhand smoke can be enough to trigger an asthma attack. The same goes for the car. A couple of puffs in a space that small is more than enough to cause trouble. So stub it out before you step in. Hey, it takes a lot of willpower to quit smoking, but it can take a lot less to quit smoking in the house, and it can make a big difference to a child with asthma. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org, because no child should feel like a fish out of water. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
What's it like?
All right. Coming up on 19 minutes after the hour. This is Head On, our little nightly West Virginia bar fight without all the guns and knives. I'm Bob Kincaid, alongside my lovely wife, Agnes. Quit that. She's trying to hang herself with her headphones. Who can be reached, as I said, at agnes@headonradio.com. I can be reached at bob@headonradio.com. Ben Birch just started a thread over at Democratic Underground that, God, I love the way his mind works. The phone numbers, of course, again, 304-658-5453 or 877-4, the number 4, Head On, H-E-A-D-O-N, 877-443-2366. And I don't know if we're going to get away from Ice Scooter this evening. There are, God knows, other things going on in the world. But it's interesting when you note that on the one hand, Harry Reid, Senate Minority Leader, said that the Libby case, I guess as it will now be known, is about how the Bush White House manufactures and manipulates intelligence in order to bolster its case for the war in Iraq and to discredit anyone who dared to challenge the president. And really, it ties together like some really multi-jointed, ugly spider when you look at all, because it there is a nexus here, and it would appear that that nexus is Dick Cheney. He's the poison at the center of the web. But remember the language from the Downing Street memos. In the facts are being fixed to suit the intelligence. The intelligence is being fixed to suit the facts. Remember? Well, isn't that what the Niger uranium documents were? Wasn't that the fixing of the facts? I don't think there's any getting around it. Those 16 words that proved to be an out-and-out bald-faced lie. So, Libby is indicted. Rove is still in limbo. Cheney's little internal heart defibrillator is probably clear. Probably sounds like a samba rhythm. And George, poor George, is flapping in the wind. They are coming apart. Oh, but by the way, in case you were wondering, Senate Majority Leader Bill the Cat Killer Frist said that the Senate will not investigate the CIA leak. Why would we want to do that? I mean, it's bad enough they're investigating me for all my insider trading with Healthcare Corporation of America. You know, my daddy's family. You know, Healthcare Corporation of America that does more abortions than any other hospital concern combined.
Isn't this the same guy that diagnosed Terry Schiavo over a videotape?
That would be the good doctor.
And practiced on cats.
Oh, wait, no, he wasn't practicing on those cats, honey. That was just fun.
Okay, this is the guy I want for my GP. Okay, thanks.
Well, this is the guy that Hillary Clinton consulted when Bill had to have his surgery.
You know what she had on her mind, and it wasn't a good thing.
Gonna leave that one alone. So, it won't be investigated by the Senate. Nothing to see here. Move along. Yep. Nothing going on here. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. But again, ancillary to all this, another story that I read today over at truthout.org. Headline, FBI still seeking source of forged uranium reports. Oh, boy. Headline, FBI still can't find anthrax killer from 2001. Of course, they were only trying to kill liberals, so what's the hurry? A two-year inquiry, this is from the New York Times, a two-year inquiry by the Federal Bureau of Investigation has yet to uncover the origin of forged documents that formed a basis for sending an envoy on a fact, blah, 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 blah. There are two theories going. One of them says that it was all cooked up by Ahmed Chalabi. Remember Judith Miller's best friend, Ahmed Chalabi? And his best friend, what was it, Curveball, Screwball? Some deep cover agent that the Germans picked up the phone and called and said, we're not entirely certain that Screwball is entirely reliable anymore. It would appear that he has been on a permanent bender. A little noticed passage in another government report says the CIA has determined that foreign intelligence passed to the agency in the months before Mr. Wilson's trip also contained information that was based on the forged documents and was itself thus unreliable. Well, since it's in the FBI's hands, I guess it'll take, what, 6, 8, 10, 12, 25 years? We'll get to the bottom of this. Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of this one for you just as quick as we nail down that anthrax killer. Everybody knows it was a right-wing nut. God knows it wasn't my side. We're nice. You know, we'll pray for you and sing kumbaya and hold hands and try to, you know, maybe have an intervention for you. We're not going to mail you any anthrax, though. That's not our style. So, yeah, no. Who knows who forged the Niger documents? And for most, well, piglickins, who cares? They don't. Brother. So, you know, just keep your eyes open. And remember, the Senate will not investigate the CIA leak. The Senate will also not investigate Senator Frist's insider trading. The Senate will not investigate... Well, the list of what they would investigate is much shorter. Has Bill Clinton had illicit sex lately? We need an investigation. The flag is folding. You see how it works. So, time for the bottom of the hour cutaway. The phone numbers, 877. See, I'm learning too. 877 for Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. You move me in a way that I've never known. You move me in.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, State Forester, and the Ag Council.
You know I need a little indulgence. Well, listen to the hunt becoming hunted. Every day there's a million advances. Don't be too forceful, you'll ruin your chances. Well, don't you know that time is a broken glass, the sprint is against the wall, but the picture's coming back now, baby.
Bob.
Wow, that was that was novel. Yeah, we're gonna have we'll have liners and everything soon. Busy weekend coming. Kind of. I usually don't look forward to the weekend just because I hate being away from the microphone and being away from you guys. This one I'm looking forward to because there is a boatload of work still to be done, and hopefully we'll get it all done Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, that's me, Bob. It's 27 minutes before the hour. The phone numbers are 304-658-5453 and 877-4, the number 4, head on, 877-443-2366. Why don't you write it down just like I did? Email to Bob at headonradio.com and Agnes at headonradio.com. Lots of easy ways to reach the show. And by the way, yes, today was Fitzmas. And being Fitzmas, well, you know, we didn't focus on a lot of other stuff. But just in case you were wondering, there is some other repiglic and legal sleaze out there. Of course there is. It's a sleaze machine. But yeah, this from Ohio. You remember Ohio? Remember Gahanna, Ohio, where thousands of people ran to the polls to vote for Dear Leader in the 2004 election, but only a few hundred people were actually registered to vote there? Yeah, that Ohio. Ohio, where the CEO of Diebold, Wally Odell wrote a liver. Wrote a liver? Oh, brother. That promised to deliver Ohio's 2004 electoral votes for Dear Leader? Yeah, you remember. I have no idea what just happened, but at any rate, well, there's a guy in Ohio. You've been following it probably, but it's a dirty, filthy little scandal. But it's kind of taken a back seat in the long haul to all the excitement about Fitzmas. Noe, Tom Noe. He's been indicted. Remember that name. You're going to be hearing it in the future. Three counts. Money laundering. And other election shenanigans relating to, of course, his work for the Bush-Cheney campaign. Now, Tom Noe is part and parcel of what's being called in Ohio CoinGate. This is the scam where the workers' some workers' compensation fund monies from Ohio were given to this Ohioan version of Ahmed Chalabi to invest in rare coins. Rare coins. That was the investment strategy of the Workers' Comp Fund in Ohio. And the money just like that $8.8 billion over at the Coalition Provisional Authority couch in Baghdad, that just disappeared. So he's been indicted. He's been tied to Bush. He's been tied to Robert Taft, the Ohio governor. And he was chair of the Board of Elections in Lucas County, Ohio. He's the one who brought the Diebold OptiScan voting vote counting machines into Toledo. Where did he put them? Why, he put them in the inner city districts, precincts. You know, where those people vote. And on election day, just like clockwork, busted clockwork, those voting machines mysteriously broke down. You gotta love the way these guys work. And according to sworn testimony, that resulted in the disenfranchisement of thousands of inner city voters. Read Black. And we know that, well, it wouldn't have mattered, Bob. They were going out to vote for Dear Leader anyway. They're part of the 2% of black Americans who approve of George Bush. Diebold technicians were given access to the machines that No got for Toledo. They compromised the Ohio recount. Yeah, that Tom No. The federal indictments, oh, federal indictments, yes. Include charges of conspiracy to violate the Federal Election Campaign Act. Through the use of 24 conduit donors, they slipped Dear Leader's campaign about 45 large in 2003. And the charges also include causing the Bush-Cheney Bunch campaign to file false reports with the Federal Election Commission. Now, unlike Ice Scooter, who's facing 30 in the stir, Tom Noe's only facing a total of 15. He's also facing fines of up to $950,000. Nothing here, nothing to look at, nothing to see. Keep moving. Does this remind you of anything at all? Does it smell a little bit like all the filthy money laundering that took place during, what was that little dust up in the early 70s? Watergate! These guys have, Republicans have an MO, a modus operandi, that you can spot from a mile away. They worship money. That's Republican Holy Communion, and they will violate laws, they will kill people, hurt people, they will do whatever it takes to get more Holy Communion, more money. And I despise them for that.
Well, Bob, what was the Clinton death count? Do you remember?
Zero? Yeah, zero, yeah.
I thought so. I know they were looking very, very hard, but they couldn't find anything.
Well, you know, it's hard to get a lot of dead bodies inside a zipper, honey. That's what they were fascinated with Bill Clinton.
Yes, but you know that blue is the new color.
Oh.
And look at all the nice little Republican ladies. You know, blue is the suit.
Oh, from Harriet to Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Blue is the new red. But don't pay any attention to it. No. It's just more filthy Republican money shenanigans, and it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. So what if so what if the election was stolen? It's not like it hadn't happened before. It was stolen in 2001. Why shouldn't it be stolen in 2004? I mean, that's the new paradigm. This is the new imperial presidency. I haven't figured out the Jim referenced last night, the Julians and the Flavians of the Roman Empire of old. I haven't decided yet whether whether the Bush clan is Julian or Flavian. Yeah?
Does the word Caligula mean anything?
Now, he would have been one of the Julians.
Well, great resemblance. If you look at the bust, looks the same.
Yeah, those creepy hollow eyes. Oh God. It's, you know, you. On the one hand, it's what we do. We point out how sleazy and nasty and despicable and untrustworthy the Republican Party is. On the other hand, because we Democrats, liberals, progressives, decent people, people with family values, because we love and cherish our nation, we wish the Republican Party was not so filthy and dirty and nasty and greedy and ugly and hateful. And the worm is turning just a little bit. Got to find the story here. In my big stack, in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers, some remarks on... Yeah, there it is. Some remarks from a Myers supporter after she withdrew her nomination yesterday. Listen to these words. This is from James Parsons III, a Texas state judge, a close personal friend and predecessor as president of the Texas Bar in the early 90s. He said, I'm disappointed as an American that the religious Taliban and the Republican Party have had their way. Listen to those words. The religious Taliban and the Republican Party. And then there's Joe Norton, a former colleague, close friend of Ms. Myers for more than 25 years. This is what he said about her nomination. It was mismanaged. Perhaps because others in the White House are tied up in their own affairs. The White House didn't pay attention, and listen, the right just chewed her up. It was like a gang, a lynch mob. Those are not my words. Those are the words of a pal, close friend, associate, Republican confidant, if you will, of Harriet Myers. It was like a gang, a lynch mob. We've only been saying years now. They are a liquor bunch. We'll have to that. They're a lynch mob. This is Head On. I'm Disco Bob Kincaid.
And we stare each other down like victims in the crime, probing all the weakness and hurts to left behind, and we cry.
Dad, let's sing that bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball, while gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Mrs. Deer, you're in the road again.
Oh, Ranger, I saw headlights and...
I understand.
Hey, so you're working late, huh?
Yeah, Smokey and I were up thinking of ways to remind people to be responsible for fires they start.
So what'd you come up with?
Well, we're gonna make some radio commercials featuring a ranger and talking animals.
Little sophomoric, don't you think?
Yeah, so?
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Are you a safe miner? If so, you may be eligible to receive official professional miner recognition. Hello, I'm Bob Friend with the Mine Safety and Health Administration. If you've worked 3 years or more in the mining industry without incurring a lost time workplace injury, you can be recognized as a professional miner. Professional miners are a tremendously valuable resource to the mining industry because of their proven ability to work in a hazardous environment yet remain injury-free. Professional miners stay injury-free because they are experts at recognizing and eliminating hazards. Professional miners always wear their personal protective equipment. Professional miners always conduct thorough workplace examinations. And professional miners always make the right decision where matters of safety and health are concerned. Call your local MSHA office and ask them about the professional miner recognition. Thank you for listening.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving.
Mm.
And I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
so it's okay if I throw it out.
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're back. I don't know where that was. Honey, was that music from a porno soundtrack or something? That whacka, 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 whacka guitar there? Speaking of porno.
Speaking of looking for a job.
have you ever seen, just go Google around, find it, this creep running for governor next door in the Oldie Dominion, the Commonwealth of Virginia. This creep running for governor, what's his name? Jerry Kilgore? Go Google up some old photos of him. You want to talk about a porn star mustache? That guy had one. And then there's John Bolton. I always confuse those two. I think maybe we'd be better off if Michael Bolton was our ambassador to the UN. God, where did that come from? Yeah, the lynch mob, yeah. The lynch mob. Now that's not, there's Bob calling the Republican Party a bunch of Klansmen again. No, that's a friend of Harriet Myers. The right just chewed her up. It was like a gang. A lynch mob. It wasn't like a gang. It wasn't like a lynch mob. It was a lynch mob. These people are vile. These people are dangerous. These people are violent. And if they thought they could get away with it in the still and cover of darkness, they would lynch. They would beat. They would stab in the back. These are not people to be trusted. All the more reason, then, why I've got to admit I'm a little taken aback with, I talked about him a little bit a couple of nights ago. I'm a little taken aback with, with Joe Manchin, with our governor, our rising star of the Democratic Party. We talked about how he's running off to rub elbows and God knows what else with the hypocritical, morally bankrupt, ethically dead freaks from West Virginians for life. I guess he's doing that tomorrow night. But he's also sitting on the Let's Destroy Medicaid committee that the entire National Association of Governors had refused to participate in. He is one of only two governors that have agreed to sit. And it really is beginning to make me wonder about him just a little bit. Who's the other governor sitting on the President's Blue Ribbon panel? Who would that... Come on, 3 guesses, 2 don't count. Who is Joe Manchin sitting on that commission with? You know. You know. Jebby. Jebby Bush. Every other Democratic governor in the nation said, no thanks, when they were offered a seat on this commission whose sole goal is to take Medicaid apart and destroy it. Every Democratic governor said, no thank you, except for one, ours, who apparently has stars in his eyes and wants to snuggle up a little closer to the wing nuts and go hang out with, you know, a vile, there's that word again. I got to get some new words. Wants to go cozy up with Jebby Bush. Ugh. Ugh. Gag. If you're a Democrat, why would you participate in this farce, this debacle that is the President's Commission on Destroying Medicaid? Why? I have no idea, and I guess Joe's ideas are his own. Is it the star power? Is he just starstruck by the opportunity to hang out with the dirtiest, filthiest, most criminally influenced racketeer, corrupt organization family in American political history? What is the draw in cozying up with the Bushes? I'll be damned if I know. But then think back. Think back. Remember the inaugural orgy that Dear Leader had this past January? Remember that? Where was Governor Joe for that one? I'll tell you where Governor Joe was. He was in the reviewing stand, cozied up next to Arnold Schwarzenegger. How does that sit with you? And I don't just mean West Virginians. Anybody listening to this program outside the territorial confines of Wild Wonderful? How does it sit with you when you see someone who is registered as a Democrat, who solicited your vote as a Democrat, getting all snuggly with the blood, murder, torture, and death party? What does that do to your faith in that particular politician? What does it do to your impressions of our own party? What does it tell you about the commitment that particular politician has to this, our party? For me, well, I don't know. Maybe Joe needs a new nickname. Dino. You know what a Dino is. A Democrat in name only. I mean, after all, this is a governor who claims to be a Democrat who, you know, in the arguably tough times in West Virginia, in times when miners have had their jobs ripped out from under them and had their pension and benefits stolen by the likes of Don Blankenswine, CEO of Massey Energy. In that particular time period, Joe flew off and bought himself a yacht. That's not smart Democrat politics. All right. We're out of here. We'll be back with the second hour presently. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. The deaths from this disease are actually declining. But we can't celebrate too soon. The reason deaths from breast cancer are declining is because more and more of you are going through cancer screenings. And it is those screenings that are detecting it earlier and earlier when it's most curable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're a woman over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. If you're a woman of any age and are at high risk for developing breast cancer, talk to your doctor about how often you should receive screening mammograms. And share this with your sisters, mothers, wives, and daughters. If you need more information, it is easily available at www.radiologyinfo.org. Breast cancer deaths are on the decline. Let's keep it that way. Get the information you need about mammography screening from the Radiological Society of North America at www.radiologyinfo.org.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, "Reconsider your labor practices." A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then keep your home smoke-free, because secondhand smoke can trigger your child's asthma attacks. Even as little as a puff or two can trigger an attack. So make a new house rule. No smoking indoors, even when the kids are out of the house or in another room. Toss the matches, hide the ashtrays, and put your foot down. If you're going to smoke, you're going to smoke outside, because smoke can linger for longer than you think. And just a little secondhand smoke can be enough to trigger an asthma attack. The same goes for the car. A couple of puffs in a space that small is more than enough to cause trouble. So stub it out before you step in. Hey, it takes a lot of willpower to quit smoking, but it can take a lot less to quit smoking in the house, and it can make a big difference to a child with asthma. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org, because no child should feel like a fish out of water. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's your second hour in the Liberal Sandbox, and you're head on with Bob Kincaid.
Oops. You get an oops once in a while. I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On. It is the second hour, 6 minutes past the hour. And the phone number is, of course, 877-4-HEAD-ON. The number 4, Head On, 877-443-2366. Slow down. My God, thank God I don't do caffeine. 877-443-2366. And also 304-658-5453. And with any luck at all, we'll be getting back to our regular number tomorrow after lengthy conversations with Verizon today, making things work. That's what this week has been about, and probably next week too. After that, we'll start handing off to our affiliates, God willing. But anyway, before the top of the hour break, I was talking a little bit about, I don't know, what would you call it? How to be a Democrat acting like a Republican in three easy steps, with regard to, two easy steps with regard to Governor Manchin. In particular with this Medicaid commission that he is sitting on so he can get all snuggly and cozy with Jebby Bush. Back last June, Senator Jay Rockefeller's office asked Governor Manchin, his administration, for the answers to 30 detailed questions about proposed Medicaid changes. That was June. This is almost November. And the Manchin administration more or less said, screw you! We're not answering those stinking questions. Questions? Now, the cuts that Joe has proposed. And you see, please understand, I don't like pointing out this kind of stuff with regard to our governor. I wish he was acting like a Democrat. But he's not. Not when you go cronying around and rubbing elbows and God knows what else with a bunch of Bushevics, a bunch of Bushistas. That's not being a Democrat. That's being a Dino. Some of the things that Joe has proposed to do to Medicaid in this state: limiting benefits to certain groups of recipients to what state officials believe they actually need. I'm sorry, we don't actually believe you need that heart medication. Die! Changing who is eligible for the program. You're healthy? Oh, okay. Oh, wait, you need to go to the... Oh, you're not eligible. You see? Raising the copays on beneficiaries so that they can spend more of their money on their medications, on their treatment, because, you know, poor people, they're just rolling in money. And what was that line our friend David down in Nashville mentioned to us the other night, his right-wing friend, well, loosely used word, his friend that used to say, you know, the trouble with poor people is they usually are. Sounds like that's some of the kind of thinking we're getting out of the governor's mansion these days. The mansion. Couldn't resist. Rewarding or punishing participants based on how they use the system. There's some catch-22 stuff going on there. Rewarding or punishing people based on how they use the system. Did you go to the doctor this year? No? Great. You can keep not going to the doctor next year. Oh, I'm sorry. You went to the doctor. You can't go to the doctor anymore.
One thing I think you need to consider here, Bob, is that when the Medicaid program disappears, all these people in the nursing homes that are on Medicaid will be turned out, turned back to their families. Are their families ready to take care of them like they did, you know, years ago? Or are they just going to roll them over into a doorway to die?
Oh, you mean give them the Katrina treatment?
Basically.
Well, I mean, it's a valid concern. I mean, that's the way that the Republicans and the Bush, that's the way they responded to the needs of the elderly, the sick, and the suffering during Katrina. Why the hell not just extend it to the whole country?
But I know the people out there are smart enough, intelligent enough to see exactly what's going on, because the disabled, we're not talking about somebody that can go out and mow their grass and stack wood and still get whatever, because I know that's been one of the big things. We're talking about people who are disabled permanently, either from birth or an accident, but still, somebody has to care for them. And if you're for the right to life, then you're for the right to life from the womb all the way
to the grave.
To the grave.
Sorry, honey. Newsflash. You remember that little IQ test we took in November 2004? The one that more than 50% of West Virginians failed?
Did we really fail it, though?
Yes, hell yes.
Well, I mean, think back to Ohio. I mean, I know Logan County had some problems with that at one time. They were taking names off of gravestones and voting. Could that be the same thing that happened in Ohio?
No. Well, maybe kind of a more computerized version of it. But seriously, yeah, we failed. We got an F on the IQ test in November 2004. Because we decided to screw each other, screw other people, and a whole bunch of people who just don't give a damn about America, about West Virginia, about their neighbor, their family, their friends, just don't give a damn, ran out and voted for dear leader. So I don't know are we smart enough to figure this out? Are we smart enough to put our feet down all the way through the damn subfloor and stop Dino Manchin when he sets about to destroy Medicaid? I mean, look at that list: rewarding or punishing participants based on how they use the system. That's straight out of the damn Bush playbook. Yeah, that's what poor people need, because they're too damn stupid to figure anything out. They need the carrot and the stick, and preferably the stick, baby, the stick. Whack 'em again. You know, when it comes to Republicans and poor people and Dinos and poor people, it's just a big old grown up, mean spirited, hateful game of whack-a-mole, isn't it? Honest to God. Well, let's see, let's get a little bumper music going. Hey, applause. And we'll be back. I'm Bob Kincaid.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. The deaths from this disease are actually declining. But we can't celebrate too soon. The reason deaths from breast cancer are declining is because more and more of you are going through cancer screenings. And it is those screenings that are detecting it earlier and earlier when it's most curable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're a woman over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. If you're a woman of any age and are at high risk for developing breast cancer, talk to your doctor about how often you should receive screening mammograms. And share this with your sisters, mothers, wives, and daughters. If you need more information, it is easily available at www.radiologyinfo.org. Breast cancer deaths are on the decline. Let's keep it that way. Get the information you need about mammography screening from the Radiological Society of North America at www.radiologyinfo.org.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, "Reconsider your labor practices." A few months later, I get a letter back saying, "Thanks for being a loyal customer," and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then keep your home smoke-free. Because secondhand smoke can trigger your child's asthma attacks. Even as little as a puff or two can trigger an attack. So make a new house rule. No smoking indoors. Even when the kids are out of the house or in another room. Toss the matches, hide the ashtrays, and put your foot down. If you're going to smoke, you're going to smoke outside. Because smoke can linger for longer than you think. And just a little secondhand smoke can be enough to trigger an asthma attack. The same goes for the car. A couple of puffs in a space that small is more than enough to cause trouble. So stub it out before you step in. Hey, it takes a lot of willpower to quit smoking, but it can take a lot less to quit smoking in the house, and it can make a big difference to a child with asthma. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org, because no child should feel like a fish out of water. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
What's it like?
What's it like?
Thanks for sticking around. I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On. It's almost 19 minutes after the hour. And another reminder, the phone number is 877-4-HEAD-ON, 877-443-2366. And locally, 304-658-5453. So, sticking around a little close to home here, yeah, we've got mansion problems. And God bless Carrie Webster. Carrie and I went to school together up at Harvard on the Mon, WVU. She's a wonderful, wonderful human being. And I would say probably one of West Virginia's best, most caring, most decent liberals. And it is she who has led the charge pointing out what Dino Manchin is doing by going up and carousing with the morally bankrupt, ethically dead West Virginians for life up in Morgantown. But the other thing close to home that I haven't touched, and you know, we've barely mentioned this dirtbag's name, Don Colleoni, Chairman Sal. The CEO and chief thug of Massey Energy. And for those of you who live outside West Virginia, this guy is hell-bent on destroying the entire state. Because he doesn't have to live here in the filth that he creates. This is a guy who sees a mountain as something to be destroyed. He is at it again. And by at it again, I mean he has put another good, decent, liberal, progressive, upstanding member of the Supreme Court of Appeals of West Virginia in his filthy little sights. Now he is gunning at Larry Starcher. Larry is a great man. But at a meeting in front of mostly lawyers and law students in Morgantown, Chairman Sow says that he's going to attack Starcher if he chooses to run for re-election in a few years. 06, 08, somebody help me, I can't remember. 08, I think. He said he's going to throw money around just like he did sliming Warren McGraw. Again, we will probably do in terms of dollars what we have to do. You know, will he be able to trot out "and for the sake of the kids" again? That's what he did with Warren McGraw. This guy is pure sleaze. This fat freak. My God, you know, a waitress bringing him a pat of butter. That Bob Evans could be charged with attempted murder on this guy. Oh, he's sickening. With his little pencil-thin porno mustache. Oh, just a disgusting human being. And he says, if I go out and spend $4 million and save West Virginians $63 million a year for years and years on their car insurance, that's a lot better donation than building something out of bricks and mortar. And that's basically what we'll be willing to do with Starcher, is make a donation that improves the job situation and at the same time creates a better West Virginia. Yeah, honey?
There's only one thing that's going to help the job situation. That's to strengthen the union, period. And that's not what he's for. He's to tear it down so that all these people that are making the wage, if they tear the union down, there will be no wage.
Well, there'll be the wage that they want to pay them. But the point here is that this guy thinks that he's helping West Virginians by destroying our land, by destroying our environment, by pumping more mercury, more manganese, more garbage into our streams and into our air. This sleaze bucket thinks that we actually bought into this foolishness about insurance companies being abused by ordinary people who had to sue them to make them to honor their contractual obligations. So so what's going on here? Blankenswine is well, he's trying to scare Larry Starcher out of the race, but I don't think Larry scares so easy. And there's one other factor that needs to be considered here. During the race for Supreme Court, in which, Don Colleoni basically bought a seat for his bastard son Brent. Part and parcel of that campaign was the audio of Warren McGraw apparently losing his mind at a Labor Day rally in Racine. Larry Starcher won't do that. Larry Starcher won't hand him any screams to use in his filthy little ads. And, you know, like I said, the hand of God may be involved as well. After all, you never know when that waitress is going to bring that pat of butter. But no, Larry Starcher won't give him that kind of ammunition. And, you know, bless his heart, he's got a great sense of humor. He said late Wednesday that he hadn't decided whether he's going to run. But he said, again, if I run, it would be my pleasure to make him spend a lot of his money. I like that attitude. So, you know, if you're here inside the territorial confines of West Virginia, we've got another sleaze campaign coming, unless our legislature actually does something about it in the next session. And, of course, remember, and this is the really awful part, after talking about Joe Manchin, come 08, Blankenswine will run for governor on the Republican ticket. And at that point, the Republican Party really will give up any right to the regard of moral, decent, upstanding West Virginians if they nominate him. Because Don thinks that he can just buy whatever he wants, whether it's a seat on the Supreme Court or two, or, the chair behind the desk in the governor's mansion. And so we are faced with the terrifying prospect in 2008 of a contest between Dino Manchin and Don Blankenswine. You ever see that political cartoon that said, express your opinion in the ballot box, and there's just this yellow puddle under the booth? That would be 2008 if it's Manchin versus Blankenswine. What a choice. Jim Lees, where are you when we need you? So, there's all that. We've reached the halfway mark in this Friday night show. Man, isn't it amazing how time flies? I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
back with Bob, where everyone has a voice. Let's hear from you.
Thanks. Thanks, honey. All right, 26 minutes in front of the hour. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. And an email in from our buddy Peter in Tallahassee. Hey, Bob, I just want to tell you what I got for Fitzmas. I got a new scooter. Yay. And I got a gift certificate that I can redeem later for other fun Republican presents. I'm so happy. Best to you and yours during the holidays. Thanks, Peter. I'm happy, too. I got a new scooter. It's an ice scooter. iPod, ice scooter. And then, you never know. Next year for Fitzmas, you might get a rover. Then again, no. It's still on the internet, but I got no. No Dick Cheney jokes. No. Thanks, Peter. I get a scooter. Wow. I got a brand new pair of roller skates. I got a scooter. Charlie Brown, I got a rock. So, and Halloween's Monday, so I don't know. We'll have to do something nice for Halloween. Maybe some Edgar Allan Poe. I've got some theater. I've got some theater pals. Maybe we'll put together a little radio theater of the air, or the web, as the case may be. Maybe we'll put together a. What do you like in the way of Edgar Allan Poe? Telltale Heart, The Cask of Amontillado. Give it some thought. Give me some suggestions. The email address, of course, bob@headonradio.com. So we know that Don Blankenswein is gunning for Larry Starcher. We know that Joe Manchin is gunning for Medicaid. Disturbing. Now, last night, toward the end of the show, I closed it all off by talking a little bit about the situation with Delphi, the auto parts manufacturer that wants people who make $27 an hour to accept $9 an hour. A wage that would put a family of $400-$600 below the federal poverty level. Now, is this the America that we want? I thought we had a profound respect, and God knows you hear it enough from the Republicans, a profound respect for hard work. That work is valuable. Work is honorable. Well, when you support policies that wind up in situations such as what Delphi workers now are facing, how much do they really respect the hard work? Especially when they're asking these people to take these pay cuts while they're giving their own executives humongous raises. And they're going bankrupt. There is a nexus there. This is what you get out of the faith-based moral values crowd when they're all warm and snuggly next to the corporatists. That's what Mussolini said you should call a fascist. Not a fascist, a corporatist. And meanwhile, not too far away from that Delphi plant in Dayton, Ohio. Well, north of Ohio, Michigan. This is how veterans' wives are treated. Suzette Bowler. She's 40 years old. She's got three kids. She's got three grandkids. She's a working mom and grandma. She's also married to Mr. Bowler. Jerry Bowler, he's 45. He's in the National Guard. October the 16th, he was shipped off to an Indianapolis area airfield where he and others in his National Guard unit were transported to Fort Dix, New Jersey. And soon they'll be off with the targets on their back and their improperly armored vehicles. They'll be heading off to the bloody stinking sands of Iraq, where more than 2,000 Americans are dead because George Bush had to lie his way into a war because otherwise he couldn't quite meet up or exceed the standards of his daddy in the weird, sick little Oedipal war that he's had going on with Poppy since before he could remember. Yeah, October 16th, Army Specialist Jerry Bowler, 45 years old, husband of Suzette Bowler, father of the Bowler kids, granddad to the Bowler grandkids, went away. And Suzette works for a company called Benefit Management Administrators, Inc. And she took, bear in mind, she took an unpaid leave of absence. Unpaid. Just needed some family time to help Jerry get his stuff together to go off and fight Georgia's filthy war. So she took a week of unpaid leave. Cleared it with the bosses and everything. So, on October 16th, she gave her hubby a kiss and sent him off to participate in this war that we're losing and have been losing since we started it. And on October 17th, I hate these stories. On October 17th, she was just drained by the ordeal. God, get in her shoes and walk around a little bit. How would you feel? On October 17th, the boss called her and said to come in the next day and get her stuff because she was fired. You knew it was coming. They cited as the reason the fact that she didn't come in on the 17th because she was destroyed by losing her husband to go and fight for Halliburton, Exxon, ConocoPhillips, and BP. She was fired. She says, it was a shock. I was hurt. I felt abandoned by people I thought cared for me. I just sat down on the floor and cried for probably 2 hours. But Bob, the need for a union has passed. After all, we've got MSHA and OSHA and all the safety standards that the unions fought for. Well, they're empowered by the government now. And we've got unemployment compensation and workers' comp, all those things that the union fought for. Well, They're there. They exist. Workers are protected now. The union has outlived its day. Tell that to Suzette Bowler. Tell that to Army Specialist Jerry Bowler, probably in Iraq by now, who, in addition to worrying whether or not he is going to be blown into microscopic pieces of himself, is now worrying about how Suzette is going to keep the damn lights on at home. Is this heartbreaking to you? All because he said he lost his patience. My God. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball. While gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Mrs. Deer, you're in the road again.
Oh, Ranger, I saw headlights and...
I understand.
Hey, so you're working late, huh?
Yeah, Smokey and I were up thinking of ways to remind people to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you come up with?
Well, we're going to make some radio commercials featuring a ranger and talking animals.
A little sophomoric, don't you think?
Yeah, so?
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Are you a safe miner? If so, you may be eligible to receive official professional miner recognition. Hello, I'm Bob Friend with the Mine Safety and Health Administration. If you've worked 3 years or more in the mining industry without incurring a lost time workplace injury, you can be recognized as a professional miner. Professional miners are a tremendously valuable resource to the mining industry because of their proven ability to work in a hazardous environment yet remain injury-free. Professional miners stay injury-free because they are experts at recognizing and eliminating hazards. Professional miners always wear their personal protective equipment. Professional miners always conduct thorough workplace examinations. And professional miners always make the right decision where matters of safety and health are concerned. Call your local MSHA office and ask them about the professional miner recognition. Thank you for listening.
Back in Rome, I fell in love with you. In a small cafe in Athens, you said you loved me too.
And it was April in Paris when I first held you close to me.
Rome, Georgia,
Athens, Texas, in Paris, Tennessee. No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. There's no Riviera in Festus, Missouri. And you won't find Onassis in Merlinville, Kansas. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set, but ain't we got love? No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set, our steak and martinis.
Okay, we're back. I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On, and we've been talking, I'm talking. You've got a chance. 877-4, Head On, HEADON, 877-443-2366. Or you can sit there and scream at the computer. I don't care. That's what my dad does with the TV. Every time Bill Frist or Tom DeLay or God knows, dear leader. He'll be 81 here in a few days, God bless him. And they'll come on, they'll show up on the screen, and all of a sudden, just, well, it's like that line from, what was it, A Christmas Story? Darren McGavin played the father, and the narrator said, who was it, Gene Shepard. There are words that my father used while banging on that old furnace that are still orbiting the earth. It's a little like that with my dad whenever he sees one of these filthy Republicans come on TV. And now, talking about Suzette Bowler, 40 years old, fired for being so miserable to see her huff to war and knowing damn good and well there's every chance in the world she would never see him again. Didn't come in on Monday, and they canned her at Benefit Management Administrators, Inc. God, I wish I had a phone number for these people. I'd share it with you. And there is an SOB involved in this. The SOB in this story is Clark Galloway. Clark Galloway. The Grand Rapids Press called him to get reaction or his comments on the story. And he said, "We gave her sufficient time to get back to work." That's a quote. "We gave her sufficient time to get back to work." That woman needs a union. My God, that woman needs a union. And she was only a part-timer anyway, so she didn't qualify for health care benefits. She didn't qualify for sick leave. She didn't qualify for vacation pay. So she had to take that week of unpaid leave so she could get her husband ready to maybe go get killed. So she could get her husband ready to go over in the stinking, vile, filthy, blood-sodden sands of Iraq and maybe never see his grandbabies again. And Clark Galloway says, "We gave her sufficient time to get back to work." Now, Halloween is coming up, and by God, there's a monster. Dump on a woman who has just sent her husband off to fight Georgia's dirty war and gets canned because her heart is broken. Come get your stuff, clean out your desk, you're done, we're done with you. Winter's coming on, screw you, Suzette, we don't care how you're going to keep your home warm. We don't care what happens to those grandbabies. We just don't care. We gave her sufficient time to get back to work. Get back to work. Your husband may be dead. Get back to work. At Benefit Management Administrators, Inc. Now, I oppose the war. I've been called anti-American for it. Who do you suppose is more anti-American, me or Clark Galloway? We gave her sufficient time to get back to work. You know this man votes Republican. You just know it, don't you? We gave her sufficient time to get back to work. I felt abandoned by people I thought cared for me. I sat down on the floor and cried for probably 2 hours. You ever seen a 40-year-old woman weep? Just collapsed in the floor? It's heartrending. Ben's with us on the phones. Hey, Ben, you're head on. As soon as we pot you up. There you are.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I looked up Benefit Management Administrators Incorporated.
Oh, did you?
9365 Cherry Valley Avenue, Caledonia, Michigan, 49316. And their phone number is 616-891-1984. And their fax number is 616-891-9009.
Oh, goody. Do they have a web page?
Yes, it appears to be benefitsthatfit.com.
Oh, well, isn't that clever? benefitsthatfit.com.
Yep.
Well, we're just going to have to look around and see if we can find Mr. Galloway's little email address, aren't we?
I would be willing to bet you, what was his first name?
Clark.
I'd be willing to bet you it's Clark at benefitsthatfit.com, because the address I found was for a guy named Henry Bledsoe, and his email address is henry@benefitsthatfit.com.
Oh, okay, Clark. And you know, hey, it's not like it takes a stamp. You get it bounced back from the mailer, Damon, if it doesn't work. Clark@benefitsthatfit.com.
Yep.
God, you're good, Ben.
And, you know, if they have a fax machine there, and if it ain't locked at all, it's a real fax machine that uses real paper.
Yes.
You know, if we could, like, get lots of people to fax them stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like pictures of their butts or something.
Oh, you mean Clark Galloway self-portraits?
Yeah. It's the Clark Galloway look-alike contest.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, when it comes to a monster, I don't know. If we can get a picture, I'm thinking that's a great Halloween costume. We gave you sufficient time to come back to work. Yuck. But she doesn't need a union, does she?
No, clearly not. She doesn't need a union. She's, you know... She's living in a worker's paradise.
Oh, God. You know, these are the people who make the argument for socialism and communism.
Oh, I'm right there arguing with it. You know, I mean, I'm beginning to think that the very first thing we need to do after we get power back is start confiscating wealth.
Sounds good to me. We got to hit the break or Agnes is going to hit me with a skillet.
All righty, bye.
Later, Ben. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Treat me with understanding.
Treat me with respect.
Drug and alcohol addiction is an equal opportunity disease.
Treat me without judgment.
Individuals in recovery come from all walks of life and deserve to be treated with respect for winning one of the hardest battles there is.
Treat me with courtesy.
Treat me with humanity.
Alcohol and drug addiction deserves proper treatment. For drug and alcohol information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. The number of deaths from this disease are actually declining. Declining because more and more of you are going through cancer screenings, which detect the disease at its earliest and most curable stages. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Women over 40 need to schedule their annual mammograms now. And if you're a woman of any age and are at risk, talk to your doctor. You can find easy-to-understand information from the Radiological Society of North America at www.radiologyinfo.org.
Germany, where I
the countryside to sin. The price of life is too high to give up. It's bound to come down again. When the worldwide war is over and done and the dream of peace comes true, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. When they find out how to burn water and the gasoline cars are gone, airplanes fly without any fuel and the sunlight keeps our home. One of these days when the air clears up and the sun comes shining through, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up. Be doing what they ought to be doing, and they won't be a booing no more. When the president gets to the White House gate, does what he says he'll do, we'll all be drinking that free bottle of love and eating that rainbow stew.
Minutes after 9, or maybe 6, or maybe 6 minutes after 7 or 8, 6 minutes after something, and I'm Bob Kincaid. This is a little dust-up we call Head On, and yeah, the last hour before the weekend starts. A lot of your weekends have probably already kicked off. Phone numbers, of course, 877, the number 4, Head On. Or 304-658-5453. Emails to bob@headonradio.com or agnes@headonradio.com. We were talking a little bit about the fine folks at Benefit Management Administrators, Inc., their website benefitsthatfit.com, and a fine fella there named Clark Galloway, who fires women who have just sent their hubbies off to war. We're guessing his email is probably clark@benefitsthatfit.com. One of you try it? Drop him a little note, tell him what a fine, good, upstanding, patriotic American he is. And let us know if that does turn out to appear to be a valid email. Let's go to the phones. David's with us. Hey, David, you're head on.
Hello, Bob.
How you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, and, you know, I'm
I'm sure you're enjoying yourself, and then there'll be a little withdrawal period, but Monday night will come again soon. Now then,
yes.
Say the name of that company one more time.
Benefit Management Administrators, Inc.
Hold that thought.
By the throat.
As a little sidebar, you know, C. Galloway, C. and then five letters, the first five letters of Galloway, or drop the dot, or, you know, keep trying. You'll figure out that email, because by golly, it's there. Anyway, let's go back 15 years. You've got a company. It might be union. It might not be union, but it's a good company. It's a sensible company. They've got good employees. They want to keep good employees. They've offered health coverage to their employees. Somewhere in that good company, there's a door that says personnel department. Always within that personnel department was a woman not unlike the little blue-haired ladies, only younger, that taught you at Sunday school that you still love.
Absolutely.
She took care, and I'll say it the way I've always heard it, she took care of the insurance papers.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of her many functions.
Right.
Probably planned a company picnic. She bought the flowers when somebody died or had a birth. But she did the insurance papers. Now then, Fred gets a bill. Fred doesn't really feel comfortable with what the insurance company's doing. And Wanda, the insurance paper person, says, wait a second. I know who to call at that insurance company. I did a little picture, little snippet for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's come forward. The Republicans have taught all businesses how to screw the working person. They don't like the idea that Wanda, the lady that does the insurance papers, works there. Lives there. Might carpool with a guy that works on the floor as a production worker. Has a son that might go out with somebody's daughter that's related. They don't like that friendship aspect. They don't like that caring aspect. They don't like the idea, most of all, foremost of all, that Fred, the guy that had the surgery, can walk in that office and say, Wanda, I'm not getting the insurance coverage I think I ought to get. They don't like that.
Oh, no.
Because if Fred really gets the insurance company to pay what they're supposed to, the company doesn't get a rebate at the end of the year from the insurance company.
No rebate? That's probably tied to the bonuses, isn't it?
Of course it is. So what do? They subcontract all employee relations to a company with a name like, what was the name of that company, Bob?
David, that would be Benefit Management Administrators, Inc.
Well, imagine that. So there's an 800 number with a cold voice on the other end.
That says, we don't pay.
Oh, golly, Fred, I don't really think, you know, did you file those papers? We don't have them here, Fred. We haven't seen them. So Fred has to file himself. The nice little Wanda person doesn't go and fill it out and help him because his handwriting's not so good because of that finger that got crushed in that piece of equipment a year or two ago.
Yeah, in the press.
None of that's there, Bob. And guess what? The rebate and the cut rate and the lower coverage and the bonus to the guy that hired, administration denial or coverage denial profiteers, Inc. Well, he employed alcohol. Somebody's guy because his aunt died that helped raise him. It's a cold, hard voice on the other end. Wait just a second. A company that's paid by the unscrupulous employer to keep costs down, to have yet another voice to go with the naysaying insurance company. And the employer has said, if that guy Wilbur calls, he's a drunk and a loser and we can't get him to come to work. I don't want to hear a word about any kind of help for that guy. He's unhelpable. Don't bother with him. That's the kind of company Mr. Galloway runs. And guess what? He keeps everybody as temps. probably with one of those "you're employed at my convenience" contracts that people sign nowadays when they put in the application. I can fire you if I feel like it. Have a nice day.
An at-will employment agreement.
Cha-ching, we have a winner.
But, David, that's fair to the employee, too, because that means they can quit for any reason.
Wait a second. Hold on. I thought we'd been able to do that for quite some time.
Yeah, sick of making all that money, so I can quit for any reason.
Gosh darn it, I'm tired of paying my own bills. You know, that's just, I don't really see the future in that. Paying this darned house note doesn't, no, that's it. What do you mean I can't quit? Yeah, I can. Oh, no, I can't. Oh, gee whiz, I guess I'll come to work on Monday. But that's very likely because all of these companies and the tip-off, Bob, that they're evil, ruthless, profit centers of the very worst kind. If you turn on conservative talk radio in any city like my hometown, Nashville, Tennessee, at least two different benefit management companies will have commercials, and there will be a pleasant, perky, almost seductive female voice saying, "Please, we can help you save money. Wouldn't you rather be running your company than dealing with all those evil forms and paperwork? Golly, just pay us a pittance and we can take care of it for you, and all your employees will have just what they need." Parenthesis, a sharp stick in the eye. Parenthesis closed.
And there they are. All their website is currently down.
Oh, draft fudge for sure.
I guess I'm not the first guy covering the story.
No, I heard this one a day or so ago, and I thought, boy, oh, boy, there's got to be a bunch of folks that are going to Google that company and just really, I'm sure within an hour. I heard that story yesterday morning on NPR or read it in the newspaper, one or the other, and I just thought, oh, boy, whoever they are, they're way more famous than they want to be.
Well, I hope someone's out there making them miserable, David. Because
I do too. Because very honestly, you know, I'll bet you lunch somewhere I can't afford that that's exactly what that company is built on. Is what I just described.
Oh, I won't take the bet because I know it. I know that's what it's built on.
Doesn't the lovely and talented Agnes have some background in healthcare? She knows who those people are.
Yes, she does. Well, we got to hit it, David.
Well, Bob, thanks for letting me rant. It's always a pleasure. Show sounds great. And press on, my friend.
All right, will do. Thanks. It's our buddy David from Nashville. He makes every call count. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Ooh, it's so cute. She's watching the detectives. When they shoot, 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 they beat it up until the teardrops start.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. The deaths from this disease are actually declining. But we can't celebrate too soon. The reason deaths from breast cancer are declining is because more and more of you are going through cancer screenings. And it is those screenings that are detecting it earlier and earlier when it's most curable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're a woman over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. If you're a woman of any age and are at high risk for developing breast cancer, talk to your doctor about how often you should receive screening mammograms. And share this with your sisters, mothers, wives, and daughters. If you need more information, it is easily available at www.radiologyinfo.org. Breast cancer deaths are on the decline. Let's keep it that way. Get the information you need about mammography screening from the Radiological Society of North America at www.radiologyinfo.org.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, "Reconsider your labor practices." A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes,
hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then keep your home smoke-free. Because secondhand smoke can trigger your child's asthma attacks. Even as little as a puff or two can trigger an attack. So make a new house rule. No smoking indoors. Even when the kids are out of the house or in another room. Toss the matches, hide the ashtrays, and put your foot down. If you're gonna smoke, you're gonna smoke outside. Because smoke can linger for longer than you think. And just a little secondhand smoke can be enough to trigger an asthma attack. The same goes for the car. A couple of puffs in a space that small is more than enough to cause trouble. So stub it out before you step in. Hey, it takes a lot of willpower to quit smoking, but it can take a lot less to quit smoking in the house. And it can make a big difference to a child with asthma. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. Because no child should feel like a fish out of water. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Almost 20 minutes after the hour, as we roll toward my weekend. Yours has already started. I hope you're making the best of it. Weekends are few and far between. And you know what? Since the story about Suzette Bowler engendered some thoughts on whether or not maybe she could use a union about now. You know where you got your weekend, don't you? That's right. Organized labor. They invented the weekend. They insisted on the weekend. There was a time when, what we're most familiar with here in the wilds of wonderful West Virginia, there was a time, and it, you know, 2, 3, 4 generations ago, when a coal miner worked 6 days a week, and the only reason he got Sunday off was so he could go to church and hear some preacher in the pulpit tell him how evil the union was, because the preacher was in the pay of the coal company too. All right? Now, Benefit Management Administrators, Inc., area code 616-891-1984. And their fax is 616-891-9009. Thanks, Ben. And we're guessing that while the website's down, the email probably still works. Have a run at clark@benefitsthatfit.com and see if you get an explanation back for why he decided to fire the grieving, terror-stricken wife of an Iraq war vet.
We gave her sufficient time to get back to work.
My God. My goodness gracious. That's enough to just curl your hair. Come in. Her pink slip said the reason she was fired was that she failed to show up for work on October 17th, the day after.
But,
she was a part-timer, I'm guessing no.
We let you go for a week. We gave you a week off without pay. That ought to be enough.
But I thought we were supposed to support our troops.
Well, that only goes so, you know, patriotism stops outside the bank door.
That's funny. I didn't know patriotism came in a collar. Would that be green?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the color of is a good point. The color is green. That's the patriotic color for these thugs that are in charge. Green. Green, baby, green. Halliburton. Kellogg burning loot. And all these other thuggish companies that are profiting from the spilling of red blood. American blood. Iraqi blood. It really does kind of call your theology into question, doesn't it? Because you think about that. You think about Clark Galloway. You think about Dick Cheney. You think about George Bush. And you really, really, really want to believe in a hot and burning hell that is warmer than the inside of the sun itself. You really want that to be real. And you want it to be real for them. Because there are some people who... I know, all the redemption, yada, yada, yada. There are some people who just spend every day of their lives earning a front row seat in hell. Big time Dick Cheney, absolutely. That's why he clings to life so hard. Because perhaps he fears what awaits him. So, you know, if you feel like fooling around with the Benefit Management Administrators, Inc., benefitsthatfit.com, Clark at benefitsthatfit.com. Knock yourself out. Have a blast. And we got a couple of minutes before we have to hit the bottom of the hour break. I want to turn back to something entirely separate. Noticed something on Democratic Underground the other day. A young man who is gearing up his first political campaign in West Virginia hopes to run for House of Delegates over in Ripley. Steve Nicholas, 26 years old, lives in Ripley. He's a Democrat. He's a veteran. He's a journalist. I don't know. He hasn't got a website up yet, but I hope he gets one up soon. I've read some of his writings from the Daily Athenaeum up in Morgantown, Harvard on the Mon. If you go to the West Virginia forums at Democratic Underground, you can find the link about Steve and find the link to some of his columns in the paper up there. Looks like a smart guy, a smart liberal. And if you know anyone in that House district, or if you yourself are in that House district, get behind him. He could use your support. So when we come back, after the bottom of the hour break, when we come back, well, I've got tonight's Bingo Billy Bennett Award. You remember Bill Bennett, of course, the one that's... Well, it would be reprehensible, but of course if we aborted all the black babies, crime would go down. That Bill Bennett? Well, there's a... The next generation of Republicans is fast following in his footsteps. And we'll talk about it a little bit. I'm Bob Kincaid. The phone number, of course, 877-4-HEAD-ON, 877-443-2366. This is Head On.
Like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people, grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, State Forester, and the Ag Council.
Dad, let's sing that bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion.
Thank you.
Welcome back. 26 minutes left in tonight's Friday night edition of Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. And I mentioned before the break, and you know, because I do suffer from adult onset attention deficit disorder, or maybe it's the radio deficit disorder, sometimes it's hard to stay focused. Sometimes there's so much stuff out there. I mean, my God, Fitzmas. You know, people get excited on Fitzmas. It's hard to stay focused. But I did mention tonight's Bingo Billy Bennett Race Hate Award. And the winner is the Next Generation. Now, you can go and read all this for yourself on Bart Kopp. It's on his page today. He has a nose for these things. Let's do this right. Koresh, bless him. 27-year-old candidate for the legislature in the Old Dominion, the Commonwealth of Virginia, is Chris Craddock, 27 years old, was invited to come to a school and address Cynthia Swajakowski's class, who were doing a project on the 2005 Virginia election. And he came there on October the 14th. And under questioning from those ferocious high school students, he declared that no one is born gay, they turn gay. That was the starting point. He said, from the gay males he's known, that there are three ways to become gay. You don't have a father figure in your life, you have an abusive father figure, or you have no loving support in your family. Every gay person on earth, according to this ugly little Republican bigot, Chris Craddock, either didn't have a father in their life, had an abusive father, or no loving support in their family. Man.
That really sounds like a personal problem to me.
Oh, well, it's tonight's understatement by Agnes. Well, I mean, here, look at him. You set off your gaydar there, Agnes?
I think he's watched Tu Wong Fu. Thanks,
okay.
Julie Newmar, too many times.
Friend of Dorothy. Self-hating, closeted, well, never, we don't know.
Don't make abrupt judgments, Bob.
But wait. It gets better. Because when he got called out on this, and he went on to say that, and this is really why he's the winner of tonight's Bingo Billy Award. He went on to say, and I quote, "Africans will have sex with anything with a pulse." You laugh, Agnes. He said it. He really, you know, and well, what, oh, no, you didn't. Oh, yes, he did. Lord. Africans will have sex with anything with a pulse. 27 years old, the rising generation of conservative Republicans. What have we got for him, Bill? Well, we've got a brand new spanking white sheet.
I don't think he'll be getting the African American vote.
No. you're really out there with the shining the bright spotlight on the obvious tonight, dear. Africans will have sex with anything with a pulse. So then this creature, this creep, gets called on his bigoted hatefulness. And so he starts trying to explain himself. Woo! And someone needs to pull Chris Craddock aside and teach him the first law of holes. When you're in one, quit digging. Because in attempting to justify or mollify or dignify or do something to get away from the fact that he said, Africans will have sex with anything with a pulse. Run, zebras, run! In attempting to justify all that, he said, sex runs wild in Africa. One of my best friends went to Africa and got her doctorate from Johns Hopkins University. Johns Hopkins University's in Africa? You think he's mistaking Africa with Baltimore? Studying the AIDS culture in Zimbabwe. And she said one of the main reasons there's so much AIDS there is... Now, wait a minute. Wait for it. Here it comes. Great. It looks like a grapefruit floating over the plate, and we're just going to hit this one out of the park. One of the main reasons there's so much AIDS is there is that sex is just rampant in Zimbabwe. Sex is just rampant in Zimbabwe. Chris, buddy, pal, sex is just rampant all over the world. That's why there's a Chris. That's why there's a Bob and an Agnes. And, oh, perish the thought, that's why there's a George Bush. Sex is just rampant, rampant. Sex is just rampant in Zimbabwe. Oh, my aching head. So, you know, it works together. It works together nicely with the whole whole Bingo Billy Bennett thing.
Well, what does that mean about America, though?
Sex is just rampant in America.
No, in Zimbabwe.
In America, too.
No, we don't have sex.
Okay, maybe it's not. But if we don't defend against the sex terror threat from Zimbabwe, sex will be rampant here just like it is in Africa, where Africans will have sex with anything that has a pulse. Let's go to the phones. Wayne is with us. Hey, Wayne, you're head on. Did you get the little beep?
I got a little static.
Okay.
But that's okay. That's close. Close to a beep, static.
Okay.
I don't have too much to say, man. Just that, you know, seems like you're getting a lot of things worked out, and things are going smoother and smoother, and,
aren't you proud of Agnes?
I'm proud of everybody.
I mean, my heavenly days, the progress she's made in the last 5 days is amazing.
Yes, I agree with you 100%, Bob. You know, Agnes is already a very admirable woman to me, simply because she's been with you for that long.
Yeah, okay, I knew that was coming. Yeah,
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I got 15 know. Minutes left in a Friday
well,
night
you're
to
the
dig
one,
it,
hey,
Bob.
You stepped in it. You did that. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I lobbed that one over the plate for you.
Yeah, you
guilty
did.
As charged.
You know, and I hit it out of the park.
Yeah, you did.
Listen, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care. See
All
ya.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Bye now. I earned that one. I did.
Oh, yes, you did.
I earned it. Okay. So... this is the next generation of Republicans. Second verse, same as the first. Sex is just rampant in Zimbabwe. Do you understand how hateful these people are? How just god-awful these people are? When does the bigotry end? Is there an end? When? No. Screw that. The bigotry won't end. When do we quit tolerating the bigotry? I don't know. I can only hope that this creep doesn't make it into office. I can only hope. All right, break time. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Chinese playing room. The bunker filled with sand. He's become a third world man. Smoky Sunday. He's been mobilized since dawn. Now he's crouching.
Bedtime song?
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball, while gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Mrs. Deer, you're in the road again.
Oh, Ranger, I saw headlights and...
I understand.
Hey, so you're working late, huh?
Yeah, Smokey and I were up thinking of ways to remind people to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you come up with?
Well, we're going to make some radio commercials featuring a ranger and talking animals.
Little sophomoric, don't you think?
Yeah, so?
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Are you a safe miner? If so, you may be eligible to receive official professional miner recognition. Hello, I'm Bob Friend with the Mine Safety and Health Administration. If you've worked 3 years or more in the mining industry without incurring a lost time workplace injury, you can be recognized as a professional miner. Professional miners are a tremendously valuable resource to the mining industry because of their proven ability to work in a hazardous environment yet remain injury-free. Professional miners stay injury-free because they are experts at recognizing and eliminating hazards. Professional miners always wear their personal protective equipment. Professional miners always conduct thorough workplace examinations. And professional miners always make the right decision where matters of safety and health are concerned. Call your local MSHA office and ask them about the professional miner recognition. Thank you for listening.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving.
Mm.
And I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back. 12 minutes before the hour, 12 minutes left in the show tonight. Let's finish up with good old Chris Craddock and get him out of the way. Tonight's winner of the Bingo Billy Bennett Racism Award. And maybe the Roy Cohn Homophobia Award while we're at it. I thought you might want to know a little bit more about Chris Craddock after saying that people, Africans, will have sex with anything with a pulse. What does this guy do for a living? What? Come on, you know, you, especially those of you who have listened to the show in the past, you know what this guy does for a living. Yeah, Eppers. Craddock is a youth minister. Oh, there are moments I wish this we had video. I said, Craddock is a youth minister. And my lovely wife's, oh, right in the head. Yeah. Yeah, that's another one of those youth ministers. Let's see. A few months back, there was an Iowa youth minister who had stood on stage with Deer got dinged, diddling the little girls that he was a youth minister to. Yeah. Yeah, and then there was the youth minister down in Arab, Alabama, or maybe Guntersville, I don't remember, who got dinged for diddling the children. Craddock is a youth minister. Craddock is a youth minister who believes that sex is just rampant, rampant, I tell you, in Zimbabwe. Craddock is a youth minister who believes that the only reason people are gay is because they didn't have a loving father figure, and as Bart Kopp noted, this would tend to indicate that Alan Keyes and Dick Cheney were really, really, really bad fathers. They've got gay children. Then there's the living hell of the home that Newt Gingrich grew up in, because his sister is gay. And this guy is going head-to-head against some Democrat in Virginia for a seat in the legislature. And while this is the next generation of filthy, godforsaken, bigoted, ugly Republicans, he's 27 years old, after all. There is hope. There is definitely hope. Because, as I noted, he went to speak to a high school class. There is hope for the future as long as there are children like this. We're talking about the person's name is... young person whose last name is McClarty. And he said, I thought Craddock must have something going for him because he beat the other guy, Delegate Gary Reese, 67th District, in the Republican primary. But he wasn't a strong speaker and was kind of circular in answering questions, and he was completely offensive and out of line. Now, here is the hope for the future. I don't want people who hold opinions like he expressed to have a part in the government that's creating the country I'm going to grow up in and be part of. Yeah. There's your hope for America. This guy, this Chris Craddock, this youth minister, this 27-year-old bigot has no business in the halls of power, has no business creating legislation that affects the rest of us. He has no business being part of a process in which he can inject his bigoted views. What a monster. Yeah?
Would they let someone else... I mean, I know that the parent volunteer process is pretty extensive. Would they let just anyone come in and speak like that?
No, you really do have to be a Republican to get away with that kind of crap.
And what do the log cabin Republicans think of all this?
Well, they're kind of irrelevant anyway because they're so self-loathing that they're still Republicans.
Oh, but they got to come up out of it.
So anyway, Senior Matt Bannock also said everyone got riled up and he got caught up in the moment. The other mistake he made was quoting a source, but he didn't correct this broad cutting generalization. So to me, it doesn't make him a racist. It makes him seem ignorant about this issue. This is something everyone's got to know about. It makes him seem too impulsive. Nah, Matt, son, he's not impulsive. He's a bigot. He's dangerous. He's probably part of this same crowd... Well, you know, in the article, and again, you go to Bart Kopp, read it. But he talks about how abstinence is the only way. The only, you know, we just, look, sex is already rampant in Zimbabwe. The only thing we need to tell our children is to not have sex. Just say no, Nancy Reagan. You'll go blind. You'll get hair on your palms or something. You'll die. This is your brain. This is your brain on sex. Just say no. What an ugly little bloodthirsty freak he must be. I get so tired of these abstinence people who would just as soon let children die from having sex. They would prefer that than to tell them that a condom might keep them alive. But we're telling them to just not have sex. What if they're not having sex? What the world? What do they need with a condom? Ugh. On the sixth day, God created Adam, and the Remington bolt-action rifle, so Adam could ride his unicorn out to hunt the dinosaurs and kill the homosexuals. Don't! All right. You guys have a great weekend. Man, what a week it has been here. Thanks for being around. Thanks for joining us.
Treat me with respect.
No, we don't need a commercial. The show tonight was produced by my lovely wife, Agnes.
As you can tell.
And Brian Reznor announces for us. Randy Kerbway engineered the whole process.
Treat me with respect.
Quit it!
I'm sorry, it's the track you told me.
Two. Ben Birch archives the program. And he also manages the streaming for... No! We've done this four nights. You've done it three. You know the out cue. Anyway, Ben Birch archives and manages the stream for us at the White Rose at whiterosesociety.org. And, I cut her some slack, okay? Hey, more than anything else, RMR, it's all for you.